Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 3rd of December 1970. Those who stabilize themselves in the stage of being egoless and incorporeal and become those who bring benefit to all souls can become those who claim a right to the kingdom of the world. Today, Baba is giving everyone the experience of the Avyakt stage. Each of you is experiencing it according to your own capacity. Baba is observing to what extent each of you has become incorporeal and has adopted the ornaments. Both are necessary. Those who have adopted the ornaments will never have any arrogance of the body. This is why always check. Am I incorporeal? Have I adopted the ornaments? This is Manmanabhav and Madhyajibhav. The original stage of the self is called being a master almighty authority. So, you have become a master almighty authority, have you not? When you are in this stage, you are beyond all external situations. In this stage, you experience the nature of the self, that is, you experience the feeling of the self in everything, and the various different types of the old feelings are finished. The nature of the self means to have the feeling of the soul in the self. Then, the aspects of conflict of nature will be finished and you will attain all the powers to be able to face. As long as you have any subtle or physical desire, you will not be able to develop the power to face. Desires do not allow you to face anything. Therefore, do you know what is the last perfect stage of the Brahmins that is remembered? That stage is described as the stage of being ignorant of even the knowledge of the word desire. Now, ask yourself, has the stage of us Brahmins become that where we are ignorant of even the word desire? When your stage becomes like that, then there will be the cries of victory as well as the cries of distress. This is the final stage of all of you. Do you have a vision of your own form? You should constantly be able to see your perfect and future form. Just as when someone who is about to leave his body is aware in his intellect that he has to shed that body and adopt a new one, in the same way, you should constantly have it in your intellect that you now have to adopt this body. You adopt a physical costume very quickly. In the same way, adopt this perfect form. When you can see a beautiful and elevated costume in front of you, what is difficult about letting go of the old costume and adopting that new costume? In the same way, since you know that your elevated form and stage are in front of you, then why is it taking so long to adopt that elevated perfect form? If there is any arrogance, it makes you become one without any ornaments. Therefore, be egoless and incorporeal, and then you will become one who has adopted the ornaments. Those who stabilize themselves in this stage and become those who bring benefit to all souls can become those who claim a right to the kingdom of the world. Since you become the ones who bring benefit to all, can those who bring benefit to all bring any detriment to themselves? Consider yourself to be a victorious jewel as you create each thought and perform each action. A promise is made in 1 second, whereas trying takes longer. It is now the time to make a promise and not to experience defeat. A master almighty authority can never be defeated. Those who are defeated are not only defeated, but they also experience punishment from Dharmraj. Would you like defeat and punishment? Before you allow yourself to experience defeat, see the punishment in front of you. Even the evil spirits run away from the punishment. So, by your keeping the punishment in front of you, the evil spirits will run away. Whose task is it to experience punishment even now? It is not the task of those who are Master Almighty authorities. This is why same old habits and the same old activity do not seem suitable on the faces of those who are Master Almighty authorities. This is why you must now promise yourself to adopt the perfect form and not even just try. There is a lot of difference between promising and trying. A promise is made in 1 second, whereas trying takes longer. Therefore, the time for trying has also passed. Now, you have to make a promise and reveal the perfect form. You have to become an image that grants visions like the Father. When you consider yourself to be an image that grants visions, you will never experience defeat. It is now the time to make a promise and not to experience defeat. If you are defeated, in Hindi it's called har, again and again, then accordingly you will have to create garlands, also known as har in Hindi, for others again and again. There are garlands studded with jewels, and then, when garlands are created in the Copper Age, you will have to garland the images again and again. Therefore, do not be defeated. Is there anyone here who experiences defeat? If you do not experience defeat, then you can surrender yourselves. At present, you are those who are making preparations to surrender yourself. Do you wish to surrender yourself at the final moment, or have you already surrendered? A paper will be given to those who have surrendered. From today, there will be no complaints about any of these. When you do not experience defeat, how can there be any complaints? Your paper is being prepared in the subtle region. Acha. To pass with honor means not to fail even in your thoughts. Do you know how to go beyond sound and take others beyond sound? To come into sound whenever you wish and to go beyond sound whenever you wish. Do you have this practice? Have you made this lesson firm? Have you become the victorious jewels? What have you become victorious in? Can you conquer everyone's heart? Just as there is the memorial of this task of Bap Dada, in the same way, have you become as victorious as the Father? Have you conquered everyone's heart? Can anyone conquer you? Have you created such a stage in this Patti? When you return from your patti, there will be the practical paper. To pass with honor means not to fail even in your thoughts. Have you passed in this way? Yesterday, Baba heard the news that you chanted the mantra of saying, "Yes, indeed." Very well. Those who make such a promise should pass with honor. Maya is challenged to give many practical papers to those who have made a promise. You must constantly keep the power to face within you. Have you imbibed the 8 powers you were told about? Have you become both the embodiment of knowledge and the embodiment of virtues? Have you very clearly said farewell to Maya for all time? Before you physically go from here, you have to bid farewell to Maya. Maya is very clever. When someone is about to leave his body, sometimes there is still life hidden in the body. Everyone thinks that so and so has died, but the life that is hidden sometimes continues to function. In the same way, Maya also adopts an extremely subtle form. Therefore, just as doctors check very carefully that there isn't any life still hidden, in the same way, you have to check yourself very carefully with a third eye. Then, you should never say that you only knew about it at that time. Therefore, because you have made a promise, Baba is cautioning you and making you clever in advance. You must remember where you made the promise and to whom you made it. You achieved something, but what else do you have to do together with that achievement? You have achieved something, but have you received such achievement that everyone becomes satisfied? The more you are satisfied, the more you will remain ignorant of the word desire. Instead of having desires, you will then have the power to face. Have you become free from your old attitudes? All these are the questions of the paper which has to take place practically. Have you fully imbibed the power of being clear and the power of not being disturbed? Have you recognized the self and the time very clearly? Have you done all of this, or is there something that still remains? Those who think that they have achieved something and have become satisfied souls and are courageous and powerful enough to take the paper in the hall, raise your hand. Those who have courage and are powerful enough to be given a paper in every aspect and to pass with honor, raise your hand. Acha, Baba will now see the result of the practical paper. This month, Baba will show you the result of those who have passed with honor. Baba will give them a special gift, but only to those who have passed with honor, not to those who have just passed. You must all send your own result in writing. Then, Baba will see how many from this big group have passed with honor. But you must remember that Baba will also ask for a certificate from your teacher and your companions. Only then will you receive a gift. It is easy, is it not? You are courageous, and so how can it be difficult? Always have the awareness that you are a victorious jewel in the rosary of victory. By staying in this awareness, you will not be defeated. Acha. All of you said that at the end, you will fully surrender yourselves, and so you have now fully surrendered. Are you returning home in the form of a great sacrifice, or do you still have to sacrifice yourself? Maya cannot have any power in front of a great sacrifice. You are returning having such faith in yourself, are you not? Baba will see the result. Then, Bab Dada will garland such victorious jewels with an alaukik garland. Acha. Meeting a group. You will only be able to stabilize yourself in the form of a point when you first have the practice of having pure thoughts. If you are not able to stabilize yourself in the form of a point for a long time, then do not waste time over it. You will only be able to stabilize yourself in the form of a point when you first have the practice of having pure thoughts. When there is to be an accident, if the brake fails, you have to steer the car around. The form of a point is the brake. If the brake fails, turn the intellect away from waste thoughts and engage it in pure thoughts. Sometimes, in order to save yourself, you have to turn around and not apply the brake. Health of the body is connected with the health of the mind. Practice having pure thoughts throughout the day and not having any waste thoughts. Those who pass in this stage will be able to create the stage of the point form. Do not waste time in wasteful thoughts. Let your mind not have love for whatever duty you are carrying out with your body. For instance, if you engage your body and mind in a duty for 8 hours, then as soon as that duty finishes, give rest to the mind as well as the body. Then, put a lock on the thoughts of your business. Only when it is absolutely essential is the lock then opened. You have to have such a practice. Acha Om Shanti.